Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I can't say everything's truthful. I don't know.
Yeah, we know that, Dianne Feinstein. I can't say that everything's truthful. But you did. It didn't stop you from, like, entering this note, this concern, this letter, whatever it was, into the record. And starting all of the trouble that has been started in the last 48, 72 hours. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And it's going to be interesting because Monday is the day that the Senate Judiciary Committee is offering Ms. Ford to come forward and to tell her story. That's the day that they've given. They've set it aside. They said, you're worth hearing from. We want to hear your story. We should hear your story. We shouldn't make a decision without hearing your story. And what's her story now? I don't want to come. No. You got to have the FBI do all this investigation. Well, let's find out what the thought of Kristen B. Tate is on this as we enter Tate's take for this Wednesday. Kristen, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
For having me, as always, Kev.
So I'm just curious, and you and I, honest to goodness, hand to God and on the Bible, we have not discussed this off the air. Your thoughts on where this entire process stands at this very moment?
Well, right now, Democrats are all sanctimoniously talking about rape culture and how we need to take this seriously. They should direct their comments to Dianne Feinstein, because if she took rape culture and this woman seriously, she would have done something about these allegations the moment she found out about them. And she could have done that, by the way, without disclosing the accuser's identity. So the fact that the accuser wanted to remain anonymous does not excuse the fact that Feinstein sat on this information for months and then brought it forward a week before the confirmation vote was set to take place. Now, I will say this, though, Kevin, I don't like how some Republicans are sneering this woman personally. I don't think that's right either. For all we know, she could be telling the full truth. That may very well be what happened, what she's saying happened, but we're never going to know. We will never know exactly what happened that night. So Grassley has made it clear that there's going to be a vote before the elections, and this is really going to come down to votes from rhinos, people like Susan Collins. And if they bail on Kavanaugh because of these allegations that are not proven and for which there's no evidence, Republicans are going to be furious. And at that point, voters have to ask themselves, really, what is the difference between voting for Republicans and Democrats? If the Republicans in the Senate won't even vote the way their constituents want them to vote, based on allegations for which there's no evidence at this point.
What's interesting, Kristen, is I've been speaking with some pollsters in the last 48 hours, and the uptick in Republicans that were somewhat passive towards the election but have moved into the I'm definitely voting now has been on the increase to the tune of about 3% since the weekend. And it's all 100% attributable to this mockery of the process to some degree. And it's weird that it's around this subject and it's around this issue. But to some degree, this is total vindication of a president who said there's a swamp in Washington. They have their own ways of doing things. They tell you that they're going to follow the law, but in reality, they do their own thing. And they don't follow the processes that they're supposed to. And I'm the guy that's going to go there and bust everything up and expose all this. To some degree, even this judicial confirmation is some vindication for a president that had it right from the beginning.
Vindication. But again, that little bump in mobilization for Trump won't happen if the Republicans in the Senate ruin this by bailing on Kavanaugh. This is all going to come down to just a few votes of these rhinos. Again, it's people like Susan Collins, and of course, Jeff Flake has already said that he's not going to vote for Kavanaugh. So it's going to come down to a few Republican votes. And if these rhinos let the Democrats take control of this process and derail this confirmation. The Republicans are going to be furious, not with the Democrats, because this kind of behavior at this point is expected from the Democrats.
Right.
But from the, they're going to be mad at the Republicans who have made it clear on several recent issues that they don't stand with their constituents.
Well, let me make a slight correction to what you just said. Jeff Flake said that he would be hesitant to vote for confirmation if he didn't, if they didn't extend the invitation to Dr. Ford to come give her side of the story.
Right.
Now, now, if she doesn't show up on Monday, and Kristen, this is where this is like Vegas and they're playing roulette and somebody has every chip in the house on black or red. And if she shows up and does poorly, that will bode well for it will give cover for every Republican that they need to vote for Kavanaugh. If she doesn't show up, they don't even have to consider this a real issue anymore. They can just move on to the writ of sale and get it to the main house and say, OK, let's vote this and the Senate can vote up or down. I mean, I think that the Republicans' best case scenario is that she doesn't show up. But at the end of the day, even if she does and even if she performs somewhat admirably under pretty intense questioning, because there's a lot of holes and gaps in kind of like her timeline and what she remembers and all the rest of this stuff. And I'm not saying that means it doesn't happen. But what I'm waiting for and what I think the nation is waiting for is there real meat to your substance of what you've claimed here, or is it pretty flimsy? And we can see through this that this is a Democratic ploy to kind of Anita Hill your way into this process so that we kind of torpedo what could be a definitive fifth vote on the Supreme Court. I mean, at the end of the day, Kristen, I think this is more about Planned Parenthood and dead babies than it is about anything that happened 36 years ago.
No, I think you're absolutely right. But this woman made it very clear she's not going to show up to the hearing. She doesn't want to show up. This is all about delay, delay, delay. And let me tell you something else, Kevin. If the Democrats really cared about these kind of allegations and they really cared about rape culture, they would have treated Juanita Broderick differently. They would have treated all of Bill Clinton's accusers differently. This is not
about Keith
rape
Ellison
culture or women. This is about blocking a conservative to the Supreme Court, and it all really boils down to abortion, as you just said. I totally agree with that. But I also want to just add real quickly, I also don't think it was right what Republicans did to Merrick Garland. That was another example of dirty politics.
All right.
So I don't like it on either side.
Well, and that's why we have you on, Kristen, so that you can give your Tate's take every single Wednesday. And if you miss any of them and you're interested in them, get to the Kevin McCullough Radio podcast page and subscribe. Kristen, always good to get your perspective on this. Her new book, her newest book, How Do I Tax Thee, is a must read. You should get it and read her in the Hill. We'll talk to you next week, Kristen. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.